Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's Friday, and we are delighted that you're with us today in this last day of a two-week series that Derek Prince has been teaching us on God's plan for your money. Joining me here to help massage this into our lives and process it and develop it is David Holland, who's one of the producers of our show, and my dear friend, David, great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Especially good to be here when you're struggling a little bit with your voice, as I'm sure everyone can hear. I'm happy to be here to do a little bit of the talking so you can rest your voice just a little bit.
Well, the guys in the control room seem to be enjoying the fact that I'm not able to speak at my usual blaring volume. But anyway, you know what I'm excited about today, Dave, is that Derek is going to nail the fact that biblically God wants to give us abundance. Now, I know that this has been misused in the body of Christ. I know that some folks have a hard time with that. We almost believe that God honors poverty more than he does wealth. And in fact, he doesn't honor either one of them more. He simply wants his people to have abundance. And that truth leaps from almost every page of the Bible.
Yeah, really, really good stuff ahead of us today. And before we're done, I'm going to make everyone aware of a special resource that can help give them more truth and more insight along these lines. We'll mention that before we're done today.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Derek's going to be teaching us today on how God's level is abundance.
In my previous talks this week, I've established six important facts in connection with giving. First, the key to right giving is grace. And grace comes only through Jesus, through the cross, and is received only by faith. Second, we must first give ourselves. We cannot buy God's favor. He requires that we first surrender ourselves to him before our gifts become acceptable. Third, after that, giving completes and establishes our righteousness. Fourth, giving is a proof of the sincerity of our love, both for God and for our fellow believers. Fifth, giving calls down God's favor and love upon us. God loves a hilarious giver. Sixth, giving is sowing. It's sowing in God's harvest field. And the same principles that apply to agriculture apply to giving. And the Lord wants us to understand and apply these principles so that we may be blessed. We may have enough food for ourselves, we may have seed to sow, our barns for storage may be enlarged, and our harvest may increase. Today I'm going to share a seventh wonderful fact about giving and God's laws of finance, and it is this: the level of God's provision for his people is abundance. This is stated by Paul in one of the most powerful verses in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 9:8. I want you to listen carefully. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Notice, first of all, as I've been saying all along, it's by grace. It's not by law. And the principle of grace is stated in 2 Corinthians 8:9. We've already looked at it, but we'll look once more. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. You need to keep those two references to those two Bible passages in your mind. 2 Corinthians 8:9 and 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 8:9 speaks about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that on the cross he became poor with our poverty, that we might by faith share his riches. And then 2 Corinthians 9:8 tells us the level of the grace that's released to us through the cross. And it says, as I've already read it, but I'll read it once more, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, if you analyze that verse, there are two key words, the word abound and the word all. And abound occurs twice, and all occurs five times in that one verse. I cannot think of any way that language could be more emphatic. And it's speaking about the level of God's provision for his people. It says, all grace, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, the last word in English is every, but in Greek it's the same word, all. So if you have all that you need in all things, at all times, to abound to every good work, there is absolutely no room for unsupplied need anywhere in that verse. And then let's consider for a moment the meaning of abundance. What does abundance mean? Well, by origin, it comes from a Latin word which speaks of a wave that overflows. So your swimming pool has abundance when it overflows. Your sink has abundance when it overflows. A thing has no abundance until it overflows. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So when your heart overflows, it overflows through your mouth. Now, what does it mean to have overflowing provision? Let me illustrate it very simply. You need $50 worth of groceries, and you have $40. So you go to the grocery store, but you're shopping out of insufficiency. Then consider you have $50. You need $50 worth of groceries. You go to the grocery store, you're shopping out of sufficiency. You've got just enough. But you need $50 worth of groceries. You go to the store with $60. You're shopping out of what? Out of abundance. You have more than enough. There's an overflow. And God's provision is on that level. God does not merely offer us just enough. But if we, by faith, appropriate his grace, then the level of his provision is abundance. We have more than enough for all our needs and for ourselves. But you must notice, the end purpose of abundance is every good work. It's not selfish indulgence. It's being able to do good works.
Listen to these words. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That is a promise. That is a blessing that comes from the Lord, and that is also conditional. And it comes after we give and give cheerfully. May the Lord make you a cheerful giver. So much more to come, including some special friends in the studio with me, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world.
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with us today as we are learning about how God's level is abundance. Let me challenge you with something. Are you able to believe that God wants you to have abundance? This is not something that some motivational speaker wrote in a book. This is not something that some wealth guru made up. This is the word of the Lord. Let's listen as God teaches us about his abundance.
We have more than enough for all our needs and for ourselves. But you must notice, the end purpose of abundance is every good work. It's not selfish indulgence. It's being able to do good works. Now, why does God want all his children to have abundance? I can tell you one reason. I'm not sure it's the only reason. I think one reason is just God loves us. But I think there's a specific practical reason, and it's contained in Acts 20:35, where Paul is quoting Jesus, and he says, "The Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" So receiving has a blessing, but giving has a greater blessing. And God has no favorites amongst his children. He wants all his children to enjoy the greater blessing of giving. And we cannot enjoy that greater blessing of giving until God makes available to us his abundance. But he makes his abundance available to us that we may not just be limited to the blessing of receiving, but that we may be in a position to enjoy the greater blessing of giving. To complete what I've been teaching in this series of talks about finance and giving and God's provision and God's blessing, I want to add a word of warning. And my warning is this: if you want to enter into what I've been teaching, you will have to express your faith in action. It will not be enough merely to give mental assent to what I'm saying. "Well, that was good teaching. Isn't that wonderful? God wants me to prosper. He wants me to have abundance." Nothing will change in your life if you go no further than that. At some point, you've got to express this teaching, if you believe it, in your action, in acting by faith. In James 2:26, it says, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds or actions is dead." You can believe everything and have nothing unless to your faith you add action. You have to act in faith. I've pointed out more than once already in this series, but it's so important I'm going to say it again. If you want this kind of abundance, which comes by grace, not by law, then you've got to act in faith, and that means you have to give first. The words of Jesus again in Luke 6:38, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So, you want it to be given to you? Sure, but then you have to give first. That's faith. And if you're not willing to act in faith, you do not set in motion the processes which will bring God's prosperity and God's abundance into your life. We need to bear in mind, in terms again of agriculture, that there is usually an interval between sowing and reaping. A farmer does not sow one day and reap the next. He has to let the seed fall into the ground and apparently die, and when it's fallen into the ground and died, then the harvest comes up. This is expressed by Paul in Galatians 6:9, and it's got an important lesson. "Let us not become weary in doing good," and that includes doing good with our money. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So we sow, and Paul says in that same passage, "Whatever a man sows, he will also reap." And then we have to wait for God's appointed time for the harvest. And the harvest will come if we do not give up. But if we become impatient, or lose our faith, or turn away from these principles, then God does not guarantee the harvest.
You know, if somebody came to me and said that someone wants to give me something pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that'd be a pretty good news. But you know what? We sidestep that scripture in the Bible, and we don't really believe that that's what God wants to do. They're here, his words, backed by his character, and he put them in the word so that we could walk in that blessing. Listen, there's so much more to come, including some special friends here in the studio, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday as we bring to a close 2 weeks of marvelous teaching on God's will for our finances. Joining me in the studio today is my good friend David Holland, who's one of the producers of the show and also just a wise man who gives us a lot of things to think about. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you, my raspy voiced friend.
Well, it's raspy and a good cause, I trust.
Absolutely.
And Dick Leggett is here as well, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. And Dick, we always love having you around.
Thanks, Stephen, but I always notice that you always say that David is wise, but I'm not. So
okay, here we go. And with us today is Dick Leggett, who's wise, good-looking, and has a beautiful wife.
How's that? Don't go lying about it.
And smells good.
The thing about the wife is right, but yeah.
You know, guys, I want to set you up for a discussion here, and I want to do it. I just do not hesitate to tell the truth about money and giving. A lot of people, especially ministers, tend to shy and kind of sidestep the issue. I believe it's important. I believe it's cleanest when we're just straightforward. So we find ourselves at Derek Prince Ministries in the same situation that a lot of people find themselves in. On the one hand, we want to encourage people to give because it's the Word of God. At the same time, we believe that Derek Prince Ministries is good soil. And so I want to approach both of those today. We want to teach the Word. We want to be faithful to the Word. We're not just shysters who are trying to, you know, get money from people to run off and buy multiple homes. We're trying to fund the gospel in the world. But the most important thing is that we're teaching people to give because it's what God says to do.
Right.
Then connected with it, without apology, without hesitation, without any fear, we want to say yes. And we've worked hard to make Derek Prince Ministries good soil for the planting of those seeds. Now, Dick, maybe I'm being more forthright than you feel comfortable being, and not because you tend to shy away from the truth, but because it's maybe my place to say it and not yours. But I think Derek Prince Ministries is an awesome place to plant. We've had 2 weeks of teaching people how to give and that they should give and the blessings that come from giving. I put this soil out there on the air and say, plant, baby, plant.
Well said, Stephen. And honestly, I think that's a very good point. Frankly, I would not be doing what I'm doing unless I believed strongly in it. And I really do believe that what you're saying is absolutely right. I think what we're seeing worldwide is the impact of the sowing, the financial sowing that people have done into Derek Prince Ministries. And it's having an impact. You know, you read the scriptures where it says in 2 Corinthians 9 that you give so that you will be enriched in everything for all liberality. So basically the motivation is, we're not putting out there a motivation, give so that you'll get back, so that you can get rich. It's basically giving so that you can do it in obedience to God, so that He can bless you, so that you can then be even more liberal than you've been. So we're not hurting for money. We're in good shape, and we're not doing this to twist your arm. We're doing it because this is obedience to the principles of Scripture.
And you know, I really think one of the greatest barriers stopping believers from taking that step of obedience that you're talking about there, Dick, is fear.
No question about it.
I believe an astonishing number of believers are operating out of a scarcity mentality. They believe we're living in a world of scarcity governed by a God of scarcity, that really God somehow we get this mentality that God has scarce resources and creation is scarce. And when really everything that Derek has pointed out today that's very biblical is that really we serve a God of abundance, and we live in a world of abundance. When you believe the world is governed by scarcity, anybody else that prospers is prospering at your expense.
Mm-hmm.
So you resent them. You resent what they have, and you want to hang on tighter to what you have. But when you understand abundance, that we live in a world of abundance, then you can give liberally, and that we serve a God of abundance, you can do that with confidence, and it breaks through that fear.
Well, guys, we're coming down to the last Friday in this two-week series, the last few moments of the last day, and I just think it's important to pray for our listeners and really break some of these strongholds, ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they can walk in these blessings. Would you pray, Dave, and then maybe Dick can close us before we bring our program to an end today?
Father, I thank you that you are a God of all sufficiency and abundance, that even where your mercy is concerned, that your word says your mercies are new every morning. No matter how much we draw down your mercy every day, you top it back off overnight. And the same is true of every resource and everything that we need for life and godliness. Thank you for that abundance, Father. Break that fear off of our lives and our hearts, the fear that would cause us to hold on to things out of desperation and out of a sense of scarcity. Father, shatter that yoke. Make us confident, liberal, free people in Jesus' name.
And Father, we pray that you would just allow us the faith, that you would engender the faith in our hearts to step into that area that we have been afraid to step into. Lord, there's so much that we hesitate about, and we, as the scriptures even say, we halt between two opinions. Today, Father, we want to take a dynamic step of faith. We want to say and declare without equivocation, you are our supplier. You are our source. We look to you and to you alone. And having declared that, Father, then we pray that you would enable us to step boldly into a place that is far beyond where we've been financially, that we might be able to sow in faith, sow in liberality, so that we can see your word and your truth go all across the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Guys, thanks for being with me today.
Our pleasure.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
Well, listen, you can listen to these teachings over and over again at derekprince.org, and I urge you to get the word planted in your heart so that you can, in turn, plant your resources into the kingdom of God. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.